And that was music from The Clean, all those notes. However, this is a different show. Welcome to 433 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I am back from a three-week hiatus. I was on holidays in St. John's, Newfoundland, and Toronto. So I want to wish you all a happy new year, and I hope you had a wonderful, relaxing, or productive holidays. I also want to thank Gak for filling in during several shows over the holidays. He is, of course, the host for Exploding Head Movies, coming on soon after the show, between 7 and 9 p.m. every Monday. Gak and I share much of the same musical tastes, and I hope you, if you like the show, you stick around. However, if you don't like the show, well, he will offer many different selections. So I've come back to share some new musical discoveries with you. And one of these discoveries I made in Toronto while chatting with another classical music DJ who hosts his own classical music hour on Sundays on Radio Regent. And this is a symphonic work by one of the most famous pianists performing in the world today, Fazil Say. This is Symphony Number 2, called the Mesopotamia Symphony. And I won't have time to play the whole thing for you today, but I will sort of split it into two parts. I will play tracks 1 through 6 today and tracks 7 through 10 on next week's show. Just to say a few words about this, the tracks are as follows. They are called Two Children in the Plain, The Tigris River, About the Culture of Death, Melodrama, Sun, and Moon for this week's show. From the liner notes, in constructing the Mesopotamia Symphony, Fazil Say attempts to narrate the story of the present-day Middle East, as well as the culture of Mesopotamia throughout history. Notably, there's a kind of opera of instruments technique here. So the composer narrates the symphony through two solo instruments, the bass flute and the bass recorder, which represents two brothers. The recorder for me is a very personal instrument, since I have dedicated many years to playing it and even, performing it for in certain circles and finishing the Royal Conservatory of Music on the recorder. In any case, there's also a theremin who represents the voice of an angel. The conductor is Gurer Aykal, and it is the Borusan Istanbul Philharmonic Orchestra performing this work recorded in 2012. It features Carolina Eich, a virtuoso theremin player, Bülent Efsil on the bass flute, Çağatay Akyol on the bass recorder, and Fazil Say on the piano. So this is going to be tracks 1 through 6 of Symphony Number 2, Mesopotamia by Fazil Say.
Thank you. Thank you.
There you go. That was Symphony Number 2, Mesopotamia, by Fazil Say, tracks 1 through 6. They are two children in the plain, the Tigris River, about the culture of death, which philosophers term the sort of social world of the present Middle East and the Kurdish problem and the never-ending wars. Melodrama, the sun, and the last was the moon. Something very frightening and ominous about that track. We will resume next week with Symphony Number 2 with track 7 called Bullet, track 8, the Euphrates River, track 9, About War, and track 10, Ballad of Mesopotamia. I wanted to play a few short public service announcements and then come back to you with American String Quartets, 1950 to 1970. This is a Vox Box recording, a 2-CD set featuring a lot of American, contemporary composers. I'll play something by Leon Kirshner, a quartet for a string quartet and electronic tape from 1967. And then we'll resume with something on the Canadian side. Meanwhile, I will be back with you shortly.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Rumpus Room, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus. Go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
The question, what kind of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues. Live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. For more info, visit thecityfm.org.
And we are back with 433, a program dedicated to new music on CITR 101.9 FM. The next work I wanted to play for you is by Leon Kirshner. This is Quartet Number 3 for Strings and Electronic Tape from 1967. This is on the Vox Box label, and the album is called American String Quartets 1950 to 1970. It features the works of Cage, Crum, Hiller, Druckmann, Feldman, and others. Kirshner, in his own liner notes, described this particular score as a kind of combination between the electronic and instrumental qualities that would somehow be reflected, extended, and enlarged to produce a meaningful confrontation between new electronic sounds and those of the traditional string quartet, a kind of dialogue idea in which the electronics are quite integral. And this is again from 1967, so you know, much of what these composers were building on were just newly discovered electronic synthesizers and things like that. This work is 18 minutes in length, and then I will be back with you to introduce a new feature of the program. Again, you're listening to 433 with your host Gregory Genn, and this is Leon Kirshner. Thank you. And welcome back. That was Leon Kirshner, Quartet No. 3 for String Quartet and Electronic Tape from 1967. That being said, I am also introducing a new feature on the program called Music That Caged Us, after, of course, the famous American composer John Cage, after whom the show 433 is being called 433. So during the show, I usually play a few works, describe some of my impressions, and then we part for a week. This time, however, I want to hear from you. If you have music that resonates with the mandate of this program, which is to bring new and contemporary music to CITR listeners, then send me your recommendations. If something resonated with you, entrapped you, enraptured you, then please send me your requests. I'll honor them as best as I can. So from now on, I will dedicate the last 10 to 15 minutes of the show to musical recommendations from my listeners. You can either contact me through my website, theoryofhappiness.com, or by email, theoryofhappiness@yahoo.com. Meanwhile, stay tuned for GAC and the Exploding Head movies coming up shortly. And to send us off, I will play Rolf Boone's System 2.3 out of 7 from the album called Figures, electroacoustic music from Canada, released by the Center Discs label. This has been 433 with your host, Gregory Gann. Again, my email is theoryofhappiness@yahoo.com. My website is theoryofhappiness.com. And I want to thank you for listening.
Alabama.